All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and list the podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Hwai Ainge Shechlach from the Intlakepm territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkanaa, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show on this October 10th, 2024. It's sunny out there. It's beautiful. And we have a special guest in the house, co-host, our president of Minnetonka Park Association. Yeah. Celia, how are you doing?
Doing well. Sending out lots of love to all the grads today. There's lots of grads walking around today.
Yeah, lots of congratulations.
Yeah.
We have a subject today, and it's on life experience. We have our usual guests, co-hosts coming in, hopefully. We have Wegedesk hopefully making it in with us. We have, of course, our president of Minnetonka Association present with us. And we also have my brother Sagaj from the Mi'kmaq peoples. He's going to be joining us later. My brother Shkwait Shechlach from Gwaishkanaa, BC is also going to be joining us. And hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of our Lady Fima this time. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. And we have some super awesome music coming up. We have some Naxatras, and they're from Greece, and it's a pretty awesome band. We have Mothership, we have Hilary Duff, we have Black Rainbows, and also some Mohammed Niam, and that's going to be pretty awesome too. He's going to, hopefully we have enough time to play some The Snakes on, so it's going to be cool. So we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from France, from Poland, from Sweden, Switzerland, Egypt, Africa, Japan, China, Russia, Ukraine, Philippines, South America, New Zealand, Australia, North America, all across Canada, all across the United States. Welcome on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. And So thank you all for joining us and giving us your ears, your hearts, your minds, and helping us to make this world an awesome place and a special place in the universe. So we're going to start off our program with some Naxatras and their song called Proxima Centauri. So let's have a listen to that. Thank you all for joining us, and enjoy. Here it comes.
Thank you.
we're back. That was Naxatras and their song Proxima Centauri. And man, that's a pretty awesome band out of Greece. Very inspiring music, powerful music for our subject, life experience. And we were having technical difficulties with our brother Wegedesk, so we're going to start out with what he taught us and get some deep breaths in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do 3 deep breaths. We're going to imagine inhaling all the positivity of the world, the blessings around us, everything that can improve our lives. We're going to imagine inhaling all that. And on the exhales, we're going to imagine getting rid of all the negative energy that builds up in our minds and our lives as we go through our journey of life.
Letting it out, yep.
Yeah, so everybody join in with us, and we're going to get started on 3, 2, 1. Yeah, let go all that stress. Inhale. Ooh, that was a long one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one last one. Ooh, man. Man, that's
I can go a long time with the exhale if I really pay attention. I don't normally breathe out that much. Yeah, you know, so it's good.
Yeah, it's getting rid of all that stress, all that negativity that builds up in
us. The stale air in the lungs.
Exactly.
Yep.
You got to get that oxygen into the blood system. And it's always special to just get it into our system, into our bloodstreams, get us all fired up and ready for our subjects. And we have our subject, and it's on life experience. And we'll start off with you, President.
Yeah, it's... I think that, like, the thing about lived experience or life experiences, it's those ingredients. It's a different type of schooling and education. It can be really educational, all of our life experience, and it can bring us to wisdom. And I say can bring us to wisdom because, you know, it requires other things like paying attention, reflecting a bit on different things, in many instances, some healing for ourselves and to be joined there and that type of thing. So I think of it as super valuable for our development and growth, and including our spiritual growth. And that's the first things that came to mind. What I'm really curious about is what sparked your inspiration for this topic today, and also what your thoughts are on it.
Well, it was something that I've been seeing a lot of lately, and experiencing people that do have life experience, and some of it's pretty rough and hard.
That's the thing, right?
And because we've been studying a lot with my brother Sagaj, and he's been introducing us to the state of anime, and you know, that's a life experience.
Mm-hmm.
That I wouldn't wish on anybody. And it's tough. It's really something to be proud of, to come through and survive. And it really makes me really, really happy that I survived, you know, one of the worst life experiences that you can go through. And I was introduced to by one of our other members of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Mr. Salar, and he introduced me to one of the latest YouTubes of Dr. Akvan and his work out in Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
And just the struggles that they're going through there in all the atrocities and genocide that they're facing. And, you know, these are really hard topics to explain and talk about, but it's important. And, you know, just for these people to share their story of what's happened to them, it's so much healing.
Mm-hmm.
And and so I'm very looking forward to our next guest coming up, and we do have Sagaj coming in.
Nice.
And he will be speaking on solutions for the state of anime. And I'm really looking forward to that too. And these are very important topics. They are like very, it's truthful, and we do know that the truth hurts. And it can be painful sometimes.
Yeah.
So, and all these things, you know, I was just thinking about some people that I've met that, you know, they don't even know how to read.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, you know, in their 50s, 60s. We had one elder in our community. I believe she was in her 80s and 90s, and she learned how to read.
Oh.
And it was just such
a
blessing.
Door for her?
Yeah, it was just like, man, what a magical thing to like, just to be able to learn how to read and, you know, going through your whole life and not being able to do that. And then to be able to like go to the grocery store and know like, oh, that's what this is.
And there can be stigma on top of that, too, if people, you know what I mean? So it's like that, wow, that's magical, or that's powerful. The other thing that popped into my mind when you were talking is like, when I was talking earlier about wisdom, is that with human atrocities, that whole advancement of humanity, the potential of advancement for us, humanitarian wise, if we can have that courage to look at, you know, different situations and hear people's experiences, it can help lead us to a collective wisdom of sorts. So I'm, you know, as hard as it is, as you were talking about.
So. Yeah. So, you know, this is one of the things that helps humanity is our life experience and just being able to learn from it. And like you were saying, the wisdom that comes from it all. Mm-hmm. And and, you know, together, all of us as humanity, we're growing and we're experiencing. And some of the things that, you know, we go through that are very negative, these are things that we should never forget.
That's so important, that's the thing, right?
Yeah, because if you do, you know, it's almost guaranteed that we'll redo it.
Yeah.
And it seems like that we've been doing a lot of forgetting lately.
Yeah, exactly. Like humanity can slide back.
Yes, so we're going to get on with our program, and we're going to listen to some Mothership and their song called Helter Skelter. And so let's have a listen to that, and we'll get on with our next guest. So have a listen, enjoy, everyone. Let's see if we can get it going. No, it's not the right one. It's pretty tough. Sometimes we got to work on these things to get the proper one, but
technical interface is sometimes not perfect, isn't it?
Sometimes we just can't get it, so we're going to try it anyway. There it is. Here it comes. All right, we're back. That was Mothership and a song called Helter Skelter. And man, very powerful, very fitting. It fits in with our topic. It's part of the history of the murders of Charles Manson. So it kind of fits in with our topic. We have our brother Sagaj on the line with us. My brother Sagaj is another brother from another mother on the East Coast with the Mi'kmaq people. He's a veteran of the United States Army, the Canadian Army. He's got a master's degree in Indigenous Studies and a political degree in political science. So he's very well knowledged and just always a blessing to get him on our program. And he's got a subject today, and he's going to be talking about solutions for the state of anime. So how are you doing, Sagaj? Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm doing well.
Okay, yes. So would like to hear about your solutions of the state of anime.
Sure thing. Well, thanks for having me again.
Yes.
Let's look at the fact that this is our last installment. Sort of, we previously covered like what is anime and stuff. So I'm going to do a quick recap, and then we'll get on to the idea of solutions. So the state of anime was created by this guy, Emile Durkheim. He was a sociologist over 100 years ago, studying suicide, and he comes across this condition that he labeled the state of anime. He calls it a state of normlessness, disorder and confusion in society where the standard norms are weak and unclear. So to explain that, what he got at was when a society has their culture attacked and the culture is being stripped from them, they're losing their worldview, their beliefs, their values, their virtues. They're losing their customs and their norms. And without those things, we are leading towards the possibility of social dysfunction, right? Because it's in that culture where we learn how to be better people. We learn how to interact with each other and everybody around us in a good way, right? So cultural genocide by colonization stripped us of that. And I want to look at the parallel process, simultaneous processes going on with this cultural genocide. And that would be colonial atrocities. So we're talking about genocide, ethnic cleansing, land theft, overthrow of our governments, subjugation of our people, occupation of our territories, forced poverty, and the assimilation. So that's one component of assimilation, but there's a lot of other colonial atrocities going on at the same time. And what that creates are these colonial traumas. And we've really got to understand they're complex, they're compounded, they're unresolved, and very importantly, they're interconnected, right? They're all interconnected. They're also ongoing and intergenerational, because we got to recognize that it's these traumas that attack us. Culture provides like an armor that allows us to cope with these colonial traumas that we're being inflicted with. So without that armor, we become broken. We become scarred. We're vulnerable, right? So we become broken from all these attacks. And the result is we turn to negative coping mechanisms because we don't have the positive ones no more. Those were embedded in our culture. The negative ones are like alcohol abuse, substance and drug abuse, domestic violence, child abuse, sex abuse, lateral violence, violent crime, and suicide. Hmm. You put all these together, and that's the social dysfunction that we call the state of anime. So now to move on, like, let's talk about how is this being dealt with? Like, are there solutions for this? And I'm going to start by saying it's not being dealt with. Like, we don't have real solutions because nobody's addressing the state of anime in a complete sense. We don't have like a counter anime program going on, right? What we see are just components of it being addressed. So like there are alcohol and addiction treatment programs. There's enforcement over domestic violence or child abuse. There's awareness programs over like lateral violence or suicide, but nobody's addressing the state of anime as a complete problem. Right? Now I'm gonna go on to just addressing one component, and that's the component of alcohol and substance addictions. And the reason I'm gonna do that is because AFN, the Assembly of First Nations, did a study, and they asked First Nations communities, like, what's your biggest problem? 83% said alcohol and addictions is our biggest problem. So I'm going to focus on that. But we've got to remember that it's only one component of the state of anime, right? It's just the more visible one, right? Now, we got to look at the idea that 82% of all residential school survivors reported that their substance abuse behaviors began after attending residential school. And that comes from Drug Rehab Canada's website. So we already could see how we're going to be set up to be in the condition of all this alcohol problems as a coping mechanism, right?